Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation today is from our epistle lesson from Romans chapter 3. St. Paul writes, "There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior. So there's 10 people trapped on the roof of a 20-story high burning building. And the only way to safety is to jump across a 25-foot chasm onto the roof of the adjacent building. One person jumps 10 feet and falls to his death. Another person jumps 12 feet and falls to his death. One person jumps 15 feet and falls to his death. One gets a running start and pushes off the edge of the building and jumps 20 feet and falls to his death. There is no distinction. All fall short. It does no good to compare one person to another. One person may have jumped twice as far as the other, but it doesn't matter. One may have tried a lot harder than another, but it doesn't matter. One may have been much more sincere than the other. One may have worked all his life getting ready for this jump, while another gave it no thought at all until the very last minute. There is no distinction. All fall short. And you want to know the really crazy thing about all of this? The really crazy thing is we keep trying to make the jump. We are all incredible optimists when it comes to estimating the human potential to save ourselves. We think that if we just do this, or if we just do that, or if we try just a little bit harder, or maybe if we're more sincere, if we use this program, if we elect this person, then we will be able to make it. But there is no distinction. All fall short. And St. Paul shuts off every escape route that we try to take to save ourselves when he says, "All have sinned, and therefore all fall short." And so in our desperation, we cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" Which is the first smart thing we've said so far. This was Luther's question. And Luther asked it like a man on the roof of a burning building, not like us these days. We've pretty much dismissed the whole question of divine judgment. I mean, so many modern minds have done away with the existence of hell, which really renders God's judgment pretty harmless. We have really, in our society today, lost the fear of God. But for Luther, the fear of facing a holy God who demands holiness. "You shall be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy," kept him awake night after night after night, and in the confessional most of the day. And in Luther's day, the church was telling everyone that they needed to jump, and it provided a program to help people jump farther. And Luther had tried to jump as hard as anyone could try. But at the end of the day, it brought him no assurance, no peace, No matter what he did, no matter how hard he tried, he always felt that it was never enough. He could have done more. Luther said, "I was more than once driven to the very abyss of despair so that I wished I had never been created." And then Luther heard a voice from the abyss, not from the abyss below, but the abyss from above. He heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to him through the Apostle Paul. "But now the righteousness of God has been made known apart from the law. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe." And that voice from above, it says, "Don't jump. Stop trying to jump. I am going to come to you, and I am going to rescue you. I will deliver you. I will lift you up as on eagle's wings." You see, God is doing a new thing. New, not as an improved old thing or a better way for you to save yourself, but new as in totally unheard of. New as in no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined. Think about it. God rescues you while you are still in your sin. Not waiting for you to make the first move or for waiting for you to get your act together. God judges you apart from the law. "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight." So it's not about what you must do. It's not about what you have done. It doesn't depend on how hard you've tried or your circumstances or on what others say about you. You are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the midst of all of our striving and stressing to please God, the heavens open up and the voice from above declares, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And so it turns out that there is a distinction after all. Not all have sinned. There is one who has not sinned. There is only one who is good. And it's not you and it's not me. It's Jesus Christ. It's not about what you must do or have done. It's all about what He came to do and what He has done for you. He is the one who has made the jump. He made the jump from heaven to earth, and He made the jump for us. And so while we mark the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in just a few days, as we look at the calendar, we see that the day after Reformation Day is All Saints' Day. And while we usually celebrate these two important Sundays on separate Sundays, there is a very good reason to mark them both on one day. For you see, the whole reason why those saints are saints is because Jesus made that jump for us. And so all those people that we are going to list in a few minutes, they knew that Jesus made that jump for them. The pure gospel that came out of the Reformation is that it isn't about me and what I do. It is and always has been about Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross. And you know, one may ask, why did Luther choose October 31st to post those 95 theses on the door of the castle church? And one might ask, why did he put them on the door of the castle church and not on his own church, St. Mary's Church, where he preached every single Sunday? Well, as I noted above, the next day was All Saints' Day. And on All Saints' Day, inside the castle church, Frederick the Wise, the Elector of Saxony, was going to put on display the relics that he owned so that people could pay to see them and take time off their stay in purgatory. History tells us that in 1509, Frederick had 5,000 relics, but by 1520, he had 19,000. And those relics were going to be displayed in the castle church, and they were going to be displayed on November 1st, All Saints' Day, prompting Luther to post those theses the day before on October 31st. And still, 500 years later, the message of the Reformation remains the same. Jesus Christ has set us free. And when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And yet still, in this present time, it feels as if the world is on fire. And it feels like the foundations are crumbling all around us. And it feels like our future is so uncertain. And so as the hymn says, though hordes of devils fill all the land, all threatening to devour us, tremble not, unmoved we stand. We don't jump. What we do is we love, and we serve, and we encourage, and we comfort one another. And we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ because there is no difference. Everyone needs to hear that gospel. But we do not jump. We trust in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us. In Jesus' name, amen.